This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is Bridget Aaron.
Hello.
Bridget, we're trying something we've never tried before.
What's that?
We have one in-studio guest and two people at two different locations on the phone at the same time.
Yes.
This will be interesting.
Yes, we'll see how this goes. Well, today we have a really actually very interesting topic. We're going to be talking about military chaplains, and we have three guests with us. We have Jim Rekessner. He is from St. Francis and Clare of Assisi Parish. He is a former Army JAG officer, retired Department of Navy civilian. He is also on the Memorial Day Committee, which is, there's an event here in Indianapolis coming up, which we're going to be talking about too today. We also have George Phillips. He is the chair of the St. Vincent Capodanno Guild and a retired officer of the U.S. Marine Corps. And we have Steve Stanley, who is a vice admiral of the U.S. Navy, retired, and also on the board of the Father Capodanno Guild. Now, that took
Boy, how does it feel, Bridget, to be the lowest ranking people in the whole, and we're the host, and we're the lowest ranking of all five of us.
And first of all, I do want to say thank you for your service. So we're going to be talking about, why don't you talk about what, where you served, a little bit about yourself, where you served, and when. Let's start with Jim, since he's in the studio.
Well, thank you. I was on active duty from 1971 until 1979 with the United States Army. And then from 79 until 2004, I was in a civilian position with the Department of Navy. We moved out here to Indiana about 13 years ago. And I'm a parishioner at St. Francis and Clare of Assisi in Greenwood. And I'm on that committee for the Memorial Day Mass and ceremonies. I contacted Steve Stanley, and he agreed to come out and speak on behalf of the Father Capodanno Guild on the cause for canonization of Father Capodanno. And that's my immediate involvement in this.
And Steve, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, Bridget, thanks. I'm a U.S. Naval Academy 1975 graduate, went into the submarine force, and served in submarines throughout my military career. When I was stationed ashore, I was normally in the Pentagon as a financial manager, which means I did the Pentagon budget.
Okay.
I married my wife from high school, got four good daughters, we're up to 12 grandkids now.
Wow.
Two of those have yet to be commissioned, but they're en route. And I got attached to the Father Capodanno Guild when Father Dan Mode at our parish in Fairfax, Virginia, gave me a copy of his book, The Grunt Padre, and I loved it. So that's my story.
All right. And George?
Yeah, I joined the Marine Corps in 1966, and I retired in January of 90. I joined as an enlisted Marine infantry, and after boot camp, immediately went to Vietnam and served there for almost 12 months. And I met Father Capodanno there, and I was with him on the day he got killed.
All right, now as we mentioned, we have five different people involved in the conversation, but the name I keep hearing most is the person that isn't here.
Yes, Father Capodanno. George, why don't you tell us about Father Capodanno?
Father Capodanno, when you first meet him, you know right away you've met somebody special. I had heard about him before I ever met him because they were, he had already been in country over a year, and he had already picked up the title Grunt Padre, which infantry guys were called grunts.
Mm.
And so it was really a name attached to him that meant that he was just as much a Marine as he was the chaplain. When you were around him, especially if you stood within 2 feet of him, 2 or 3 feet, I did on several occasions, he had such a calming effect on people. It was just, I've never experienced anything like it before. You know, there could be rockets going off or machine gun fire, but if you were with him, you know, all fear went away. He used to tell everybody, God is with us this day. Fear not. And he had a great sense of humor. Smoked like a chimney.
A lot of people did back then, though, right?
Yeah, everybody did. You know, but he always had cigarettes for the troops. You know, if you walk through the area, you know, the camp areas back in the rear, mm-hmm. The troops would just gather around him. I mean, you know, he was just, he was fun to be with. And the effect that he had on everybody was just absolutely remarkable. I've never experienced anything like that before. I experienced it, I'd say, 3 or 4 times in Vietnam with him. And the other thing I will say, it was very clear when you met him that what he cared about was taking care of the Marines that, as he said, were entrusted to him by God to care for. He had very little, I would say he had no concern for his own safety. He used to go on combat patrols with us, which most chaplains did not. He would tend to the wounded, provide the sacraments, and it didn't matter, Catholic, Jewish, Protestant, Muslim, didn't matter. He was there to help everybody, and he absolutely no fear, and just a fantastic priest.
Well, that's really amazing. And if you're just joining us right now, we're talking with Jim Recastner. We are talking about George Phillips and Steve Stanley, and they are all veteran military people. Servicemen. In fact, we have all three of the four branches represented here, right? Which is pretty amazing. And thank you for your service, by the way. I want to talk about, so we're talking about Father Capodanno, and right now you are working on a cause for his sainthood, and he also received the Medal of Honor. First, let's talk about what is the Medal of Honor and how does a person get this? In the military, George or Stan, whoever, or Steve, whoever.
Steve, you want to take it?
Sure. The Medal of Honor is our nation's highest award. It's given for the greatest acts of valor in combat. And it's interesting that the Navy's Medal of Honor, which is for both Navy and Marine Corps, is the oldest continuously awarded medal. In our nation.
Interesting.
Established back in the Civil War.
Okay. I didn't know that.
It's been used over the years and with different levels of intensity, but right now it's only for the most the greatest acts of valor on the battlefield. And so of the 3,500 or so medals that our nation has issued, only 9 of them have been for chaplains.
Mm.
4 of those during the Civil War for Protestant chaplains. And in the 20th century, the 5 remaining chaplain Medal of Honors have all been given to Catholic priests. Father Vincent in Vietnam and 2 other Catholic priests in Vietnam, the other one a single medal in World War II and one during the Korean conflict to Father Capon. Both Father Capodanno and Father Capon have current causes for canonization in progress.
Okay, and for those, I'm curious, what does a military chaplain do? Because that's what Father Capodanno was. I mean, I guess I have the, you know, Father Mulcahy from MASH as the I guess that goes to my head in terms of when I think of that. Is that what a military chaplain is, or what is a military chaplain, and where all do they serve exactly?
Yeah, so let me take another stab at that.
Okay, George. Steve.
The Navy, what a chaplain is, we call them padres from the sea.
Okay.
Right? They're Catholic priests or Protestant chaplains or Jewish rabbis. We have about 800 in the Navy, and they represent over 100 different faith groups. And their mission is one of, first off, providing ministry to their own faith group. So mm-hmm. Catholic priests that are military chaplains, first job is to provide all of the sacraments and such to the military members and their families that are wherever they are stationed.
Okay.
But in addition to that, they're officers in the Navy, so they have a leadership role.
That's what was my next question. They are military? They are military, right?
Correct.
Okay, I didn't know that.
These are civilian chaplains that have been commissioned into their service, in our case, the Navy, and they are responsible to the command to ensure the free exercise of religion, not just their faith, but all faiths.
Okay.
And also to provide counsel to the individuals. Again, it doesn't matter what religion they are. They're trying to help the spiritual side of our military men and women so that they can go forward and execute these very difficult missions for our United States.
I'm sure it's an interesting and very challenging and yet rewarding role for these priests. And I know, Steve, you're going to be in town at this event that's coming up. And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. We need to take a quick break, so stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
Golf outings put the fun in fundraising. This year, we're going all out to see that everyone from good golfers to not so good golfers to golfer wannabes will have a blast at our golf outing. And speaking of blasts, golfers will have the opportunity to blast a golf ball over 300 yards down a fairway using a 4-foot-long golf cannon. Yes, I said cannon. What the heck was that? It's just part of the fun, along with hot off the grill lunch and a delicious smoked pork loin dinner. You can sign up your foursome now at CatholicRadioIndy.org or by calling 317-870-8400. Individual golfers are also welcome. The event is Tuesday, May 21st at the Ironwood Golf Club at Fishers. Registration is 10 a.m. Our gold-level underwriter is Marion Financial Partners. Other major underwriters include Franciscan Health and Marion Inc. Sign up now at CatholicRadioIndy.org and join us. You'll have a blast.
For 15 years, Catholic Radio Indy has talked the talk. Now it's time for us to walk the walk, and you're invited to join us. On Sunday, May 19th, we'll be fielding a team of walkers for the Walking for Dreams 5K Run Walk on the Downtown Canal. Funds raised will support the mission of Catholic Radio Indy to convert the culture to Christ through radio. To sign up or for more information, go to walkingfordreams.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Aaron. We're here with Jim Ganley in the studio. We have Jim Recastner in the studio with us of St. Francis and Claire Assisi Parish. And we also have George Phillips, who is a retired officer of the U.S. Marine Corps, and Steve Stanley, who is also of the U.S. Navy. And my two guests on the line are working on the sainthood cause for Father Vincent Capodanno. So first of all, I want to talk about, we've been talking about military chaplains, which is what Vincent Capodanno, Father Capodanno was. But what exactly is involved in a canonization or getting someone to sainthood? Steve?
Hey, Bridget, you know, it's a process that our Catholic Church uses to determine that a soul is in union with God in heaven. And it goes through several different phases. There's a diocese that sponsors the cause for a given soul's sainthood. In this case, it's the Archdiocese of Military Services. And a lot of people don't know what that is.
I didn't. What is it?
Think about it just like your diocese in Indiana.
Okay.
But the difference is there's no geographic boundaries for this diocese.
Diocese
is established to provide all the Catholic services that you and I are familiar with to all the men and women in our military services and their families, no matter where they're stationed throughout the world. So we often say that the sun never sets on our diocese, over 1.8 million people in our diocese.
That's awesome.
So the sponsoring diocese where Father Capitano's calls for canonization is the Archdiocese of Military Service. And we've gone through the first phase of canonization process where Rome looks at a thumbnail sketch of the life of the individual and determines that the cause may proceed. That's called, and the individual at that point is called a servant of God.
Okay.
Then we enter what's called the information stage, which is actually conducted by the sponsoring diocese, where we gather all of the acts of the individual, his writings, we interview people that knew the individual. We pull that all together and we seal it up, and Archbishop Broglio, the bishop of our diocese, sealed it up at the Memorial Day Mass 2 years ago in 2017 and sent it off to Rome, to the Congregation for the Causes of Saints in Rome. They unpack it, they look at it, they assign what's called a realtor to look at it. We're at that's the phase of the process which we are now. Hopefully that's drawing to an end, and a determination will be made whether or not the cause may proceed or not, and that's actually made by the Holy Father based on the recommendation of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints.
And I think go ahead.
At that point, we start looking at miracles, and we've already started looking at some occasions that we believe could be classified as miracles. They have to be scientifically studied, theologically studied, and then submitted again to the Congregation for the Causes of Saints in Rome. One miracle, if found justified, would allow the individual to be beatified. A second miracle would allow the individual to be canonized. And at that point, the individual is authorized for universal veneration in the church.
So it's really interesting that not often, at least not that I can remember, is that you have a person like you, George, that knew Father Capodanno, someone who's actually their cause for sainthood's being opened. What was it about him? And I know you spoke about that earlier, and Steve can mention too. What was it about him that really set him apart to be a saint? And either one of you can answer, or both of you can.
Yeah, I'll tell you, for me, it you know, having been to Mass on several occasions with Father Capodanno, and having been to confession, and just around him when we're in the camps or out on patrol, he was absolutely dedicated to God and dedicated to the people that he had been charged with providing support, whether it be religious support, comforting the wounded, fixing the wounded. I think I know a lot of Medal of Honor winners, and every one of them that I know, including Father Capodanno, the one element that you see through all of them was they gave their lives
saving other people's lives or attempting to save other people's lives. And that was true of Father Capodanno on the day he died.
You were there when that happened. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us what happened.
We got into it. We got into the firefight of firefights.
Is in Vietnam, right?
Yes. And a lot of people getting hurt. A lot of people getting killed. Father Capodanno supposed to be, well, he wasn't even supposed to be there, but he always came where we were going. And there was a crater up on top of the hill that where he was told to stay. But for 6 hours, he ran up and down that hill, giving comfort to all the troops that were wounded and were dying. And when he was talking to them, he would not try to protect himself. He would get up on his elbow and look them right in the eye. And as I mentioned earlier, when he looked at you, you know, the whole world became peaceful, and you had a sense of comfort. And and again, as you used to say, "Fear not, God is with us all today." But on the last trip down that he made, there were a corpsman and a Marine that were trying to minister. The Marine was trying to minister to the corpsman, and there was a pathway in between. And the Marines that were on the left side of that passageway said, when they saw Father Capodanno, saying, "Don't go this way. There's a machine gun being set up." But he went anyway. He was determined to get to that Marine and to get to that corpsman, because we didn't have any corpsmen left. They'd all been killed. Again, he didn't think about himself. He was always thinking about the people he was there to serve. But he crossed through that opening, and he got to the Marine and the corpsman, and then he got shot 27 times in the back by a 50 cal. And the word spread so quickly that the Padre had been killed. It affected the whole unit. Still does affect a lot of us today.
I can imagine. And we actually have an event here locally in Indianapolis that Jim can talk about to honor military chaplains, and specifically Father Capodanno. So, Jim, could you talk about that? What's happening?
Thanks, Bridget. For about 20 years now, our parish, Saints Francis and Claire of Assisi in Greenwood, has celebrated a Mass on Memorial Day. And we are doing that again this year. The Mass will begin at 9:00 in the morning, but we ask people that are attending to arrive early, about 8:45. You'll be able to make out a memorial card for the intentions for that Mass, as well as to bring forward a candle for whoever it is that you want to memorialize at the Mass. And then after the Mass, we're going to have Steve Stanley.
Who's on the line with us here.
Who is on the line, and as you can tell, is a practice speaker. He is going to talk about Father Vince Capodanno and this cause for canonization. We'll have a simple reception after Mass, after a ceremony at our flagpoles. But this will give you an opportunity to hear more about Father Capodanno his actions and this cause for canonization. At the Mass, we are also honoring all of our military chaplains and especially the five that did receive the Medal of Honor. So you can find out more about them as well.
And who can come to this Mass? It's just, so any it's all are welcome.
All are welcome. Of course, all are welcome. even if you're from a neighboring parish, or coming from the north side, we have, actually here in Indiana, we are blessed with Several of our priests from our archdiocese are also have or are chaplains with our men and women in the service, and we expect several of them will be in attendance at the Mass as well.
So we want people to come out to that. We just have about a minute or two left. There was a video though that was produced by EWTN with the Father Capodanno Guild. Called A Life, about his life. It's called Called and Chosen. And then for people who maybe want to get that video or learn about the Capodanno Guild, where can they get information on that?
So, Bridget, the easiest way is to go to our website. It's www.capodannoguild, that's spelled CAPODANNOGUILD.org. There's information there about the DVD and other things about the guild. And just to add one thought to what Jim and George have just talked about, why Father Capodanno, why are we pursuing his cause? What it is his demonstrated love for souls, right? A love that was so strong that he gave his life ministering to them. And that's a reflection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it's this is Holy Week. And Father Capodanno was the best imitator of Christ that I've come to be familiar with.
Well, I don't think it gets any better than that. This has been a really interesting topic. Jim and George and Steve, thank you so much for your service to our country. And we hope everyone will come out to St. Francis and Claire for that local event on Memorial Day. That would be May 27th, right, Jim?
Yes, 9:00 in the morning.
Another really neat thing that's going to be happening is Father Vince's Medal of Honor and Chalice are being brought to the Memorial Day Mass so people can see that as well.
Well, thank you so much, the three of you, for being our guests. God bless you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.